نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وبعد. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبد الجود والبرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله والبرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد،
In the books, in the kitabs, there's an event, a story that's written, and these events and stories that are included in the kitabs, in the books, they are very useful in terms of a warning, as a lesson for us. And this event is such that there was a king. There was once a king, and the king is really a king. He has everything in front of him. He has pride, arrogance. He has the status of the king. And on one day, he made an intention to go on a journey. So he gave the instruction that I want to go on a journey, travel. So bring a very good uniform, libas, attire for me. According to his instruction, the best libas, attire, clothing was presented. That honorable king, here. He said, what is this libas? Bring another one. He didn't like it. He didn't like the clothing, the attire. Another form of attire was presented to him, something better, nicer. He said, no, this is a waste. Something more valuable than this. This isn't according to my standard. So they then bought something more valuable, more expensive libas that he requested and instructed. Otherwise, obviously, if the king gets upset, then situation gets really bad. Then you give very bad punishments, the kings of those times. So they're scared. But what sort of libas shall we make for him, bring him? So as much as they could do, they manufactured something and brought it to him. He said, this is a waste as well, I don't want this. Then for him, they brought many forms of attire and clothing from all of those with a lot of fuss. He liked one of those items of clothing. He preferred. So look at this. That how much of a fuss and arrogance and pride there is in a human being. This is just one human being you can see here. Just one human being. And he has everything the same. The stomach and the heart and the body. But look how the nature of each person changes. How people are doing. Otherwise the body is the same. Stomach, the eyes, the drinking, the eating, the speaking. But when inside a person's different, remember this. Then he said, bring me some transportation. So the transportation was brought. He said, no, I don't like this. Bring better than this. Better horse than this. An excellent horse. Again, a fuss was made. Very difficult for the respected king. They presented the horses and then he liked one of them. With a lot of a fuss, he sat on it. And all his court is behind him. All the people who follow him. Just like according to the glory of the king, they were out. And on the journey, there was a poor man stood there. And he wore a simple attire, simple clothes. And he wanted to say salam. And the king didn't answer. He said, oh, this man, who's this poor person? Why should I give him a reply? So he didn't reply to him. So then he said, salam again. The poor person, just to get his attention, he said, what is it you want? He said, very necessary word I want to discuss with you. He said, oh disrespectful man, don't you know I'm the king? Who are you? How can you dare that in front of me you come and you speak to me and you question me and you say you want to speak to me? He said, is it? He came a bit closer to the ears of the king. He said, I want to introduce myself to you. He said, what? He said, I'm Malik al-Maut. That's it. He heard the word of death and the king, his situation turned upside down. He looked at him carefully. He said, yes, I've been instructed that I take your soul right now. Think yourself now, eh? That when it's time of death and he tells you in the ears that you're about to die, I've come to take your soul. Imagine yourself what will be the hal of the person. The king, all his clothes, his attire, his transport, his horse. Oof. Suddenly, his ruh came out. Was about to be taken. He said, are you Malik al-Maut? He said, yes, I've been given the instruction. He said, right now, immediately. He said, do this then. I'm the king. He said, that allow me to go home at least so I can meet everyone, my family members. At least give me a bit of time that I can go and tell anything I want to say to someone or give a message. He said, you asking for time? Time for what? Time you were given so much of. You had so much time to do everything. And now the time has run out. He just said this and within a jolt, he fell off his expensive transport and Malik al-Maut took his soul. So the same Malik al-Maut, let's go to another extreme, another example. There was a person, he was on a journey and he had a little bit of luggage in his hands, some goods, nice, beautiful libas of the sunnah. And he was enjoying himself and he was traveling on a journey and Malik al-Maut comes to him and asks him. He says, As-salamu alaykum. He said, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He responds to him, the sahib said. He said, you've given me a beautiful reply to my salam. He said, it's my good fortune that I've met you and so can I not reply to your salam? He said, is it? Ooh. He said that I wanted to meet you. Malik al-Maut said that I wanted to meet you. He said, yes, definitely. You're not busy, are you? He asked. He said, no. He said, introduce yourself. He said, my introduction is that I'm Malik al-Maut. He said, subhanallah, mashallah, every day I used to wait for you. Subhanallah. And what else do you think I was from Allah? I used to do dhikr, that Allah, that do talawa or praying salah, waiting for maut. There's nothing else in front of me. So you've come at a good time, mashallah. And he was surprised. Look at the big difference here. He said, is it? He said, yes, totally. Bismillah. Quickly do what you have to do. I'm very desirous and wanting. He said, what do you have the desire for? He said, all my life I wanted to see my Rabb. I used to mention his name. I was ready and I was remembering him. I want to go and see. Subhanallah, this is the reality. This type of individual human being, when he changes everything, all his mindset changes, his life changes. So there are two mindsets. The human being is the same, physically walking around in the dunya. Either he could be on the first example or the second example. Allah has given us the choice. So the king was alive, he was enjoying himself in the dunya. And the other second individual, he had attained his objective, he knew what he had to do. So he said, okay, fine. You're in a rush. So, think about it. Is this something you need to do? Is anything left that you are in a rush going somewhere? No worries. You are going to do something. You can do that if you want. Subhanallah. He said, I have no need to do any task. The task I was going for, it was for this purpose that I was going to do a task. My journey was to go and see my sheikh. I was going to do the ziyarah of my sheikh. I was going for that purpose. But you came in advance, mashallah. I've got nothing else to do. He says, eh? He said, yes. You're going to see your sheikh? He said, yes, I was going to meet my teacher. He said, okay, tell me this then. That you must have some desire, something that you want to do. Subhanallah, you must have some desire or want or request that you want to do something. angel of death said, he said, yeah, I've got one request, one desire. He said, don't worry, that I was sent with this order that take his soul at that time when his desire is fulfilled. Allah. So Allah's laws are different. That if Allah wants, Allah Ta'ala, he can bestow whatever to whom he wants. He said, yes. That look how Allah bestows to different people in different ways. Allah calls people back in different ways. That death is a call from Allah. It's a call. Announcement. The maut, it just comes to take the soul of that person. So Allah has given the name of maut. The angels that come, they come to take that person, receive that person. For example, if I send you, go and bring that person to me. So you will be going to beckon and summon that person. So that's a call, a request that somebody is calling you. So obviously a person who loves you, he says, I've been called, he'll come running to me. Or will he not come? Say subhanAllah. He'll come running. The person who, I love him, I want to meet him. Same way as maut. That person, for example, the maut, Malikul Maut goes and that person loves Allah. He has affection. And Qureshi says, subhanAllah, my turn's come. Alhamdulillah, this is reality. So such people, look how Allah Ta'ala treats them in a unique way. He said, okay. So he said, I'm not saying myself, I was given instruction that ask him his desire, whatever he wants to do, let him do. He says, subhanAllah, when you've told me this, then I would like to fulfill my desire that Allah Ta'ala told me, Allah's Rasul told us, that when you are departing this world, then on your tongue should be Allah, Allah, dhikrullah. He said, that give me a chance that I can start doing dhikr of Allah, then you take my soul out. So my brothers, these are the two different directions of life that I've just presented to you. These two stories that I presented to you. And I read these or I heard these and I've shared these with you. So this is the maqam, the situation that a human being, there were two different types of human beings that we've just heard about and how different they were. How a person can be improved and changed. What is it that brings a person towards the goodness? The most important thing is that a person himself should think that, who am I? What is going on in my life? What will happen when maut comes to me? So for this, there are two examples Allah showed here. One was that individual who never had any concern about death. In front of him was just dunya. And dunya, when it overwhelms a person, then its enjoyment and intoxication is very extreme. The worst intoxication for a human being is the intoxication of the dunya. For fame, for wealth and money, for order and rule, for being bigger than others. These are, you can say, forms of intoxication. My name should be big. I should be recognized. I am king. I am the leader. I am powerful. All of these are forms of intoxication of the dunya. Engrossed in the dunya, taste of the dunya. And this is inside the human beings. And the other mindset, ideology, we were shown of that second human being, alhamdulillah. What was that? In reality, he understood his objective of life, that this platform of the dunya I've come to, I need to prepare here. I need to get ready. I'm not going to stay here forever. This is not the place to stay. I'm going to leave this place soon. I'm not going to stay here. So that second person, he changed his direction of life. He made a focus and he went after that direction. And when a person gets ready, then Allah Ta'ala makes him like this. This example, mashallah, in the dunya and in the hereafter, he's wandering around looking for that goodness. His direction changes. His focus changes. His desires change. His taste changes. His wants change. His thinking changes. So think yourself. Is this possible? Can a human being really become like this, or is it just a story? A folk tale. The reality is that these points came into my mind, that our colleague, very old colleague, he used to sit with us in dhikr, very old colleague of ours, associate, and he, the poor soul, he passed away yesterday, and he has gone now and arrived to Allah's rahmah mercy. So these stories I've just shared with you, that if you look today, even today a person has events and incidents and a person's present, then he sees that he was that individual that first khanka that I made in this country 40 years ago, I think, or 50 years ago maybe. And he was from amongst those colleagues who first came to me in my company to do dhikr. And very good dhikr he used to do. And I didn't even know him. We had a khanka, alhamdulillah, 40 years old. And no one knew here what was a khanka at that time. People used to hear the name, they used to joke and have a laugh. They used to mock me. What's this? This is not a madrasa, it's not a darul. What's this khanka you've made? What's this? They used to laugh. They used to have a laugh. But what did they know, those people, what the khanka will create? What human beings will come out from these khanka? So that time, there was just a few brothers. Obviously, I was on my own. And there was just a few people, they used to say, they were mad at that time, used to come and sit with me in the khanka and do dhikr. And he used to do very good dhikr, that individual. The brother used to come and he used to enjoy dhikr so much. And I said, who is this individual? And they said that he is this, he is a brother or a nephew of this person. So even today, 40 years have gone, and his picture, his image is in front of my eyes. And he was at dhikr, then look how condition, situation changed. He went far from me, he went. But his connection remained. And he went to Pakistan, but that situation didn't say, that sohbat didn't remain, the company didn't remain. But in the heart of a person, when something's ingrained, then distance is not distance too much. Knows distance too far. Allah Ta'ala knows about the person. And Allah knows the secret or the love or the reason for that person. He was far and distant from me. So he'd gone for quite a while. Allah's karam, and his age wasn't that much either. So he became ill. He fell ill. When he became ill, the person who's just died, I'm talking about him, our colleague, our dhikr colleague, associate. And his illness became severe, that in his brain he had cancer. Suddenly they realized that when he had some dizziness or feeling in my brain and he had cancer, when he came, very difficult it was to bring him here in that condition. And the doctors, when they saw him, they said that it's stage 4, his cancer, and we give him 1 or 2 days, he will pass away. So tell me, imagine the family, imagine the people around him, imagine his hal, who's being told that after 2-3 days your life will end. So what happened? That the doctor said, sorry, we can't cure him, nothing, end of story, just a few days left. Allah Ta'ala's rules and principles are different. I'm not saying that medical reports are wrong. Totally, medically, they have the right estimate, and that's how our hospitals are running. This, when they say that, that's what normally happens. But Allah's kitab, Allah's principles, some people, individuals, to call them, Allah Ta'ala has written in a different way. Just like I said to you, I give the examples in the beginning, that the angel of death said, you can do what you want before I take your soul. So we should have yaqeen on this point, that what comes from Allah, that what does Allah want? Because that is what will happen, what Allah wants. 1 day, 2 days, 4 days, 5 days, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. In the 4th month he was running now. Think about it. And he himself was surprised when they used to go and see that how is he alive, this man still, this brother. That medically they said he's failed, he's been given the termination. And then look at his life, that when he came, subhanAllah, ajib, unique story. I'm telling you for this reason, that remember that best tabliq, the thing to give the tabliq the best, I tell you, the best tabliq, the thing that gives tabliq best is not a disease, not a shirk, nothing at all. Allah has prepared in such a way that the best method, if a person can be changed, improved, then when he sees maut, he can be improved. And remember this, there's no greater tabliq that can be done on a person than the call of death. Allah has put such a system that Allah calls, and the whole community, he gives a message that be ready, you people, totally be ready. Look, but what happens is there are veils of the nafs on a person, and he doesn't want to remove any veil, pull back any curtain. We don't want to disturb any part of our life. If a person passes away, you say, oh, he's gone. It doesn't matter how much a beloved person passes away in front of us. But the style and the way of the walis wala is ajeeb. I remember when my respected father passed away, my respected father, obviously, it's a big tragedy. Like today, his relatives, the brother who died today, his relatives, it's a tragedy for them, naturally, and it should happen. Everyone has sadness and a loss, feeling of loss. So my Hazrat, my Sheikh, and he was that he wrote a letter of taziyat to my chacha. And until today, every day that letter of Hazrat Sahab, it passes by my eyes. That is the preparation of death for me, that letter of Hazrat Sahab that he wrote to my uncle, that the letter of condolence that he wrote to my uncle, and it's a big message. And if we were to understand the words of the Wali Allah, and every word of theirs is the preparation for the hereafter and nothing else at all. Nothing else at all. In every word of theirs is the preparation for the hereafter. They don't prepare a human being for anything else. And Hazrat Sahab's writing a letter of sympathy, condolence, that I felt sadness that your brother has passed away. He wrote to my uncle, my chacha, regards the death of my father. And how did he start? I'm telling you the words myself. First, he wrote his name. After writing his name, then Hazrat Sahab said, my chacha, my uncle. And he, that even he is not alive today who's given this and this year. That he, I think a few years have passed since my chachaji, my uncle has also passed from this world. And Hazrat Sahab wrote to him, and Hazrat Sahab wrote, Hazrat said after Assalamu Alaikum, said that the dunya is temporary, and the things of this world are temporary, business is temporary, work is temporary, living in the world is temporary, houses are temporary, wife, children, all of this, everything you're going to leave. Until tomorrow, your brothers, respected brothers, were here. Until yesterday, they have also gone. And your brother, who's passed away, until yesterday he was here, he's gone to such a place, he will never return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. After that, next part of the letter, that don't waste your time. Spend time in dhikr. Be regular in salah. Try your best to leave the sins. Very soon, this time will come to everybody. Wassalam. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful letter of condolence Hazrat Sahab wrote. Imagine that if a person was to understand it's the whole of the situation, the conundrum of life Hazrat Sahab solved, and a person would become Tawbah Taib. As Hasan Basri Ramtai said, that when maut comes to a person and he takes a person away, then he knocks on the door, stands there, the people are crying, the relatives around the person who's dying, they're crying. Obviously there's sadness, there's tragedy. Whilst they're crying, then the angel of death speaks. He doesn't listen to anyone's crying because he's been given the message, instruction. Take the soul. Malakul Maut says that, bhai, why are you crying to the people? This is nothing to cry about. That his sustenance is finished. His food is finished. His life was this long. I've come to take him. Allah's calling him. I've come to take him away. Why are you crying about this? It's not the case now that he's gone, that my coming and going will continue to come to you people. Subhanallah. Malikul Maut says, that I will continue to come and go. Worry about yourself, that when does your food and drink finish? Worry about that time. And then he goes. So the person who dies and departs this world, he gives maut, his death gives a big message. We say, oh, he's died, bury him, that's it. No, he gives a message. That such a silent message that death gives in the heart. If you have concern and fikr for the hereafter and fear, and you have yaqeen of death, then for that person is a massive message that, oh, he's gone, my colleague's gone, where will I find him? He's gone to such a place that he'll never be able to return back. He will never return back to this world. So we try to get rid of this sadness, we try to give ourselves encouragement, but he's left a message, the mouth. Immediately, if you have the understanding, take that message, and then life of that person should improve and change for the better. That if my colleague has gone now, then tomorrow I'm going to depart as well. And then that person, he's a sample, an example. So this example I'm giving to you, that these two stories I've done, the example for the whole community, and this story of today, and this was his death, Ashfaq Sahab, who passed away. Rahmatullah alayh. He's arrived to Allah's rahmah, mercy. Naqshband he was, and then see. That what will happen now? That as I said to you, explained to you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that according to Allah's desire and choice, it's Allah's choice about death. Allah says, that bring him to me at that time when he desires, that when he carries out the task of his choice, then bring him. So now I'm telling you the point. The doctor said to him, 4 days. Then he said, a few hours left, no cure. Visit doctor again, a few hours left, nothing to save him. And his days have gone over. And they were surprised. He can't walk, he can't get up, he can't speak, he can't move in that position. The kitabs, their medical books are saying, what's he doing? The Rabta Sheikh was made even stronger. Connection, I'm not saying this from his family. They will tell you, all his family members, family folk, Rabta Sheikh, the connection with the Sheikh came to the highest. He became Fanaful Sheikh. Every second he was in the presence of the Sheikh. My Hazrat Sahab has come. He sat here, he gave me nasiha. He said this to me. His high level Rabta Sheikh connection of the Sheikh he had. I'm telling you the preparation for the death. So his preparation now came in front of him. And Allah wanted to call him back successful. And this message was to give him to the whole dunya, to everybody, to the people, that prepare in this way just like he is prepared and departed the world. What is he asking for? Everything he forgot, nothing remembered except for his sheikh's name, Hazrat Sahab's name, and so much dhikr that you cannot imagine. Yes, he was forced to. I was forced to his mind that I started to give him a spark at that, even though he's in the condition of death. You will be surprised that such a mareed who's come to me, that maut, death, he's stood at the footsteps of death. Death is in front of him, and I'm giving him a spark, and he's taking those lessons and he's progressing the levels. This very seldom in history can you see this. His achievement is so great that such a big message is given. Thou lazy people, wake up and prepare for your death. And death preparation should be done in such a way, the way that this individual has prepared. If you want success, then do this action in your life and you will leave this world successful, just like he is leaving successful. That when the death time comes, the insan, then he comes into his true being and he returns to his true being, his real self. How? That the preparation he's made for death, the condition that he wants to depart this world and go and meet Allah, the high level of death, that you are to leave and this world and go to death. You want to leave as successful people, muflihun. Then Allah says, this is the tariqah. This is the method. The people who follow this method and they prepare for death, they will be successful. You don't understand the point, the example given? Do you understand the message I'm giving? So this is your own peer by your colleague whose story I'm sharing with you. Yes, even 24 hours haven't passed since he's died. Today, the poor soul, he has arrived to his destination where Allah Ta'ala has called him. Look at this. So then, time, he became fana in dhikr. And mashallah, with ease he used to pray salah. And then all actions according to the sunnah, he's immersed in the sunnah. And they said that we're seeing he's sick. And nurani face, full of nur and light. And the doctors are surprised. What's happened here? What life is this? The 4 months Allah Ta'ala made him do dhikr. Allah enabled him to do dhikr. Allah gave him the connection of his shaykh. Every moment he had the hazuri presence of his shaykh. What else can I say to you? The maqamat he attained during that phase. The levels, the status, and the meetings he had at that time. The malaqats he had at that time. Why? This is the preparation that's been explained. And then that same death, what was his preparation? And the final moments, then they were surprised that again he's calling out and he's not passing away. And then there was no hesitation, no distress, no feeling of upset that he's shrieking or crying. He was so calm, great tabligh in that position. Medically, if you look at the reports, that the person at that time really is in extreme pain or difficulty. Is there a minor thing? Brain cancer. And his organs or his parts of his body, they give up. They're coming, they're testing, they say, all the organs are working. Everything's fine. He's functioning okay. It's just the brain. But he had to depart, isn't it? Because maut had come. Death had come. So then, 2 days ago, person at the time of Ishraq, after Ishraq, just time, mid-morning, and he's lying down with ease, nothing. And he's immersed in the dhikr of Allah. And then his wife put her ear close to him. Thought, What's he saying? And he was saying, Allah, 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 Allah. And Allah took his soul. This is the muflihun, the successful people. Wadhkurullah kathira lalakum tuflihun. My brothers, open your eyes. Life we are wasting. Dunya is temporary. This life is temporary, clothes are temporary, everything we wear is temporary, rings are temporary, everything is temporary. The things that are temporary, why are you running after that? And the loss for that is how much? That when these temporary things a person gives his all, then at the time of death, he departs in that halat. And the death of that king I said to you in the beginning, the example, the death of that king I explained to you, then a person dies like that. But a person who has spent his life and he spends it in such a way that he's preparing and he's following that line that Allah has defined, that these are the successful people who come back to me, Allah says. In other words, who? That he's got the connection with the wali Allah, he's immersed in the dhikr of Allah, he's got a life full of sunnah. And this is the tariqah that's prescribed, isn't it? At that time, what did he attain? That with regards to the hereafter, Allah, Allah, he learns to say Allah, Allah, to prepare for the hereafter. And that's the high grade death. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu said, such great sahabi has a Mu'adh bin Jabal. He's not a minor sahabi, not a minor companion. Great companion, Mu'adh bin Jabal. And the Prophet in his final discussion with him, final nasiha, final advice, And when he gave his final nasiha that we are departing, we won't meet again today, after today, the final nasiha, he said, my final nasiha to you, Amwad, is this: such a great sahabi, great companion, that when you leave this world, then if you want to leave successful, then remember one action. When you're leaving this dunya, departing the world, on your tongue should be La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, the dhikr of Allah. And he said this, the young man, he departed, his whole community, family are crying. But what a great message he left with, that don't waste time. Don't cry and lament that I have gone to such a place that Allah has invited me with a love and called me with life. The whole world saw medically they failed me, but Allah invited me in return, called me back. And people were amazed, surprised, that learned from this event. He said, what have I done whilst I passed away? What did I do? How did I depart? How was I remembering Allah at that time? How great a connection, strong connection I had with my Shaykh at that time. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is your preparation right or is it wrong? Think. So this is the preparation. How can we make this preparation? How can we be ready in this way from today? Right now. Do it now. What? The fikr-e akhirah should come into our life. Concern for the hereafter. Worry for the hereafter. Maut, if we believe in death, we do. That we're going to die, we're going to die. If we believe in death, then why don't we prepare for death? Ask this question. This is the question. That I pray salah, I keep fast. Yes, you do these things. But have you made your salah deserve it, that it will be accepted? Is your salah on that status? Are your fast on that level? Is your hajj on that level? Are your umrahs on that level? That Allah Ta'ala has given that definition, that bring a salah like this to me. Alhamdulillah, one of those who don't even do anything. They are totally waste, they should. But those who practice, then the salah should be elevated to the highest level. Not just normal level. You should make the salah capable that Allah Ta'ala accepts it, so that in the hereafter and in the grave we get success. Yes, life continuously is for this purpose. And at that time we'll attain that, brothers, when we have yaqeen and belief in death. That person who doesn't believe in death, he'll just waste time and depart from this world. End of story. I prayed salah. That's it. But there's that individual who is not satisfied with his amal, with his actions. After every salah, Astaghfirullah, 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 we recite. That this is reminding us that feel that there's something lacking in your salah. Feel that there's something lacking in your salah, that you couldn't complete the salah according to its status, according to its rights. So we're being reminded as human beings, when will we get to this? When will we prepare for thereafter? How will we prepare for thereafter? When will we change the direction of our life and focus and attention? For the biggest thing for that is that we need fikr-e akhirah. In other words, belief in death. You'll say, I have belief in death. Then if you believe in death, why don't you prepare for death? This means you don't have yaqeen. I don't have yaqeen. I don't have certainty. If I have proper belief in death, then I'd prepare properly. I'd have fear. Proper. Every amal action of mine would be like this. That mauti qabla mauti, the person before he dies, he's passed away. Yes, he's waiting for the angel of death. He's waiting so much. The mu'min, when you wake up, what do you say? When you wake up. Yes, I had passed away, Allah, you made me wake up again. We recite this, don't we? This dua when we wake up. Allah had passed away, Allah, you made me alive again. A new lease of life you've given to me. So much a person considers that he's close to death. Allah, I'm going to die. I'm close. When we wake up, what do we recite? The Allah. And when we go to sleep, Allah, if I die, then forgive me. If you return me to the world, then don't say, Allah, let me run the shop, the business. If you return me back to the world, Allah, what should I do then? Then Allah, keep me amongst those people, include me amongst those people who you protect and whose iman is elevated. This is a dua. You wake up in the morning, you recite it. We wake up in the morning. What a beautiful dua. How sketch the scene of life Allah has given. That if you pass away, no problem. If you die, Allah, if I die, Allah, keep me in your mercy and give me your blessings. I've prepared fully. But if Allah, you give me a new lease of life and I wake up again, in other words, after sleeping, then Allah, allow me to be included amongst those people, not the wasteful people, but those people you protect and that you love and you hold dear. Subhanallah, make not my waking up a waste. Make not my waking up for the dunya, that I'm earning the dunya and I run after the dunya and I worry about dunya all day long. No, Allah. So this is the life that we need. Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers? Or you don't understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Then what's our preparation? So come, our pious elders have given great solutions. One small tip I'd present in your service, if you understand it, is such a great tip. That it's not the preparation for death, but inshallah, I'm telling you, inshallah. I'm not saying this, but from the pious predecessors who've said this to me, I'm repeating to you. They say, inshallah, after this tip, you won't just, with forgiveness, And not just with Alhamdulillah, totally with forgiveness will you die, but rather on top of that, additionally, you will attain the death of a Wali Allah. On this tip, if you follow this tip. This is preparation for death. What is this preparation for? So that we have yaqeen for death in our lives. But we don't have yaqeen. When you have certainty about death, then preparation will start. So to develop the certainty, the faith and the conviction in death, I'll give you a tip that the pious elders have told me. And the Quran has included, it's not some wasteful tool. The five, we read this in our salah during the day, we recite this. It's in the Quran. What is this? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. We recite this, don't we? What is this? What are we saying here? What is the servant saying to Allah? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. What's he saying here? The servant is saying to Allah, Allah, I'm making a true promise to you, Allah, that I will obey you, I will be your true servant, I will pray your salah, I will fulfill your instruction. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. He's saying this, isn't he? And on top of that, he's saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. What's the preparation? Total straight path I will follow, Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Two things they have been told. The pious predecessors have said that this is the point here. This is the tip that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. How should we utilize this? Look, I'll explain to you. The verse you've understood now is that, have we not repeated this verse to Allah? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Allah Ta'ala, I promise to you, Allah, that I will do good actions, pious actions, I'm your servant. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Okay, fine. Allah Ta'ala, morning and evening has given us a great purpose. When we wake up, after we wake up, there's a big objective, morning and night. In everything, there's an objective, the preparation for the hereafter. So night falls, we go to the bed. Morning comes, we wake up. This is it, isn't it? So life, Allah gives us a new lease of life. When we wake up in the morning, Allah gives us a lease of life, isn't it? So totally don't wake up like jahils, animals. We need to develop a fikr, a concern. So if we don't have that concern, then let's look at preparation. We're preparing more for the dunya, not for thereafter. I've given the examples before this. That those people who do preparation, then they have this maut, the proper death. So when it's morning time, and before you get up off the mattress, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, remember this. What? That Allah, let me make this promise to Allah. I recite this in the salah. So let me make a promise to Allah. We make a promise to Allah. What is the promise we make? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Allah, I promise to you that now you give me life and do this and experience this. 40 days do this. That Allah Ta'ala, you've given me a lease of life, another opportunity, another chance. You give me this whole life. I passed away. You woke me up again. And بَعْدَ مَا أَمَتَنَا. So now Allah, you are my Rabb, my Lord. I promise to you, my Lord, that don't be afraid when you're making the promise. Because the next statement will show that how will this become practical. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. I'll explain how you'll become successful practically. Oh Allah Ta'ala, I promise to you that now, today, during today, totally I'm going to spend in your obedience. Every action I'm going to do according to your desire, and I'm going to do that action that you like. Those actions that you like. Don't be scared when you're saying this. Allah, I'm going to do those actions that you like, and every action before I do it, I'll make a niyyah intention, Allah, that I'm doing this action to please you. Whether I'm going to my shop, whether I'm running business, not prohibited, I'll do my work, whether I'm going to my business place, a wedding, function, event, souk, supermarket, sat with my wife, with my children. Every action before that I'll make a niyyah, that Allah Ta'ala, for your happiness I'm doing this, otherwise I won't do this action. Every action I'm going to do, I'm going to do it for your rida, for your pleasure, and with that niyyah to solidify it, whatever action I do, even if I go and run the computer, or I go and drive the taxi, or whatever action I do, but one niyyah I'll make before Allah, that everything I'm doing here, I'm doing for your sake, for your rida. Allah, make this ibadah for me. Say subhanallah. What enjoyment. You're getting the dunya, and on top of that, you're getting the akhirah, the jannah, paradise. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. And then make a promise. Allah Ta'ala, I'm going to pray all my salahs, prayer, no defect, lying, backbiting, question doesn't arise, I'll do this. Promise to Allah, you're making a promise to Allah. And make a solid promise. I won't oppress anybody, I won't take anyone's rights, I won't oppress anybody, I won't commit excess with anybody. All good actions you've explained, I'll do that. And fard, the compulsory, I'll complete the fard. And wajib, according to wajib, I'll do. And nawafil, I'll complete according to the nawafil. And the biggest thing, the paths that you've told us for your love to attain, your love to attain your marifah, those paths I'm going to follow them. Subhanallah. Has Allah Ta'ala not told us what is the path through his love? Qulu ma sadiqeen. That go and sit in the company of a wali Allah, pious person, sit with that person, learn dhikr from that person, take all of his company. This is the meaning of all of this. Iyaka nabudu? What's nabudu? All of this. Iyaka nabudu. You don't understand what I'm saying? Now, to make this easy, Allah Ta'ala said next, Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'een. That all promises you've made, by on top of that, do another action. Iyaka nasta'een. That for this, you need to ask Allah for help. Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'in. That when you've made these promises to Allah, most definitely they'll be hard for you to do these things. That all these promises you're making. But if on top of that you ask, Allah says, you ask me for help, then you say, Allah, that I can't do none of this until you don't give me the power, the energy, until you don't help me. I'll try. But Allah, it'll be your help that will enable me. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This is in the Quran, isn't it? You recite this. So this maraba we must do in the morning. You say, Allah, I'll do this, but you will help me, Allah. You will help me. Subhanallah, pious people says, say that, see, that this promise you've made, then go into the playing field. And these promises, keep them in your mind, let them rotate before every action. You make the niyyah, and you make the niyyah to save yourself from the sin, and you're going to do all the right actions, you're going to pray your salah correctly, and keep revising those promises. Oh, you promised Allah in the morning. You're not ashamed you're doing this wrong thing. You promised to Allah in the morning. And so solid this will be ingrained, this machine will run in your brain, that no action will you do opposed to that. And then, may it not occur, may Allah not allow that nafs and shaitan. Was I present to you a sentence of my Hazrat Sahab, what great was of the walis of Allah, in small sentences, but great, impactful sentences. He said, you know this path, Hazrat Sahab said, this path I've told you, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. Hazrat Sahab said once in a letter to me, that this path is very difficult. Why? Because in this nafs and shaitan, they are sat there permanently surrounding you. Look at this, Hazrat Sahab is saying this, that this path is difficult, dangerous. And why? Because nafs and shaitan are sat there on the path to surround you, grab you. But yes, this difficult path, if you want to make it easy, then you need the tawajjuh, the focus and the dua of a shaykh. You desperately need that. And then your path will become easy. That without the shaykh's dua and tawajjuh to follow this journey and path will be impossible for you, difficult. Because the enemy is extremely dangerous. What tips the walis of Allah have told us, my friends? The nafs doesn't let you off. The shaitan doesn't let you off. What a great path. Tawajjuh of the shaykh, focus of the shaykh and dua. Attain that from your teacher. Your path will start to become easy. And you'll become solid on the path of Allah. So this thing that this life we're passing, we don't prepare for death, we're wasting time, we're lazy. This maraqbah, if we do this every morning, that if you make this promise with Allah in the morning, you spend the day, you keep reminding yourself, you keep on looking, assessing, analyzing, Allah help, Allah's help will come. 40 days, do this. Then when you come in the night, when you return, so you made a promise in the morning. So when you come back in the night, you have to analyze yourself. Both things run in parallel for preparing for death. The promise to Allah and analysis. Promise to death and reflection. So you reflect when you lie down on the bed in the night, that I promised to Allah in the morning when I woke up. Made all these promises. So let me see now that all those promises, how much did I fulfill them today? Where did I leave the things out? And the whole reflection, analysis, judgment you'll do, your tazkiyah sheep will come in front of you, alhamdulillah. That where did I take shortcuts? I left salah, I made this mistake, I made that mistake, I made that mistake. And then after that, what does the man do? What does the person do? He says istighfar. He does istighfar, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illahu. And three times you recite astaghfirullah Allah, I made a bad mistake. I ask you for forgiveness. I slipped on the path today, nafs spoiled my day. Allah, forgive me. You are ghafoor rahim. You are the forgiver. Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. And Allah, forgive me today. And Dr. Abdul Hayy Arafi Sahib Rahmatullah said, I guarantee you by saying this, the person who passes away during that night, directly he will go into paradise. Directly he will go to paradise. What a fantastic contract with Allah. Fantastic. So what's our job? Very difficult. I'm in the dunya, life, world. That have you ever taken one step towards preparation for death? Have you spent such a moment in your life, the real preparation for death? The preparation for death, the person, his salah is very elevated. His fasts are very great. His hajj is very great. His tilawat of Quran is very great. All of it is reality, overwhelmed with reality. And they are the deeds that he wants to give to Allah. Not the deeds he's just bopping up and down and he's wasting his time. That salah is real salah. And he feels and realizes that I'm praying the salah, preparing for death. Bilfard. Bilfard. For example, if you die now or if I die now, you understand? And that if we are then told, pray salah before death, what will that salah be telling me? What will that dua be telling me? If you know that after your salah, Malikul Maut said to you, I'm going to take your soul out, you're going to die. Pray salah, they'll give you a chance. And after that you'll die. Tell me how great your salah will be at that time. What your dua will be at that time. And now what your situation will be and how great salah will be. And how much focus and tawajjuh and presence in the court of Allah. So the mu'min should do that. Every salah of his should be like this. That's what a mu'min should do. Yes, Allah says it's like you are seeing me and I'm seeing you. I'm seeing you and you are seeing me. And we just pray and say, oh, I've done the fard and that's enough. 99.9%, oh, yeah, pray salah. Oh, have you prayed salah? Yeah, pray salah. I've done salah. But the people who prayed salah, they say, I haven't prayed yet. I want to repeat it because I can see the mistakes and gaps in my salah. Because I have to present my salah in Allah's court. This is preparation of death. And this you'll do at that time. At that time when with the fikr and concern, we'll understand that we need to prepare for our death. And nafs has overwhelmed me. I need to have true yaqeen certainty about death. And then do this maraqabah, ponder like this. The pious elders have said, this maraqabah, inshallah, and the message in this, we need to implement it. And the final point summary is this, that just like Ashfaq Saab passed away, what action, what situation gave him success, what was his final action? Rabta, connection with the teacher, with the sheikh, and dhikrullah. And he could read Quran that time, he could pray tajud that time. Every moment he was in dhikr, la ilaha illallah, Allah. Right, all lataif, all his levels, lessons during dhikr, and every second presence and introduction with the sheikh. Why? Because death will come at that time when he's prepared in that way, that I need these things, when his rapta, his connection with the teacher is strong, and always he's in that worry, that I want to meet my sheikh in such a way, that that time of death, it's useful for me. So that at the time of death, my dhikr is useful for me. Not just this, oh, I say salam, and that's it. No. Rapta, the connection with the teacher, that there's two forms of rabta. One is for the sake of dunya, or do dua for me, do this, or come to dhikr, sometimes I need success in the masjid. But one thing, other reason is that you meet the sheikh so that your akhirah is improved. I took this dua from my sheikh, my teacher. When you go to a wali Allah, he knows what's inside. So for me, he did a unique dua, my sheikh, Hazrat Sahab. Unique dua Hazrat Sahab did for me. That Allah make him successful with istiqamah, with steadfastness, call him back to you, Allah. Hazrat Sahab's dua is accepted, of course. What a great dua Hazrat Sahab made for me. That Allah successful and with steadfastness, with success and complete Allah calling back to you. Hazrat Sahab made this dua for me. And have we adopted any practice of this in our lives, my friends? Tell me. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to run away from the trap of negligence. And may Allah give us proper preparation for death. And there's no preparation for death. There's no one who can say he's ready for death. When you see a person dying, look at the message. That there's no greater message or cool announcement than death. When a relative goes, a friend goes, a colleague goes, when he leaves, he's left this world, he's not going to come back. The message is that you need to improve. Have you prepared? Because after him, it's your turn. You are going to die as well. What have you done for yourself? You also will depart. No one can stay in this world. Nobody can remain in this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the preparation for this. Ameen. Recite the Rushri.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ونعودا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلم لنا وسلم وجدت لنا خطبنا مدن كل ذلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم نسلك الأخلاق في المفاتيح دين دنيا اللهم أغسلنا فقتلنا في موت كلها وشلنا من خزنا ربك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقضي حاجاتنا يا دافي المرجعات اسوى مرجعاتنا يا شافي المرات اشفي مراسنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في السمي اللهم عافنا في بصري ये खातून बीमार हैं हॉस्पिटल के अंदर उनके लिए दुआ फरमाएं अल्लाह ताला सेहत का अमल आजन सोए उनकी बीमारी आसान फरमाएं या अल्लाह इस बीमारी को आसान फरमाएं उनके लिए और इशफाक साहब के लिए दुआ फरमाएं आज उनकी पहली रात है कब्र की अल्लाह ताला उनकी कब्र के सारे इम्तहानात उनके लिए आसान फरमाएं उनकी कब्र को तहत दिन सर कुशादा बनाए जन्नत की क्यारी में से एक क्यारी बनाए उनके दराजात बुलंद फरमाए उनका हशर मशाइख नक्शबंदी के साथ करे या अल्लाह तो उनकी तमाम गुनाहों को सगीरा को तमाम नेक में बदल ले मेरे मौला उनके अमाल में उनको नेक में दर्ज फरमा मेरे मौला या अल्लाह अपनी शान से उनकी मकद फरमा या अल्लाह उनके पसंदान को उनके पीछे रहने वालों को सबको या अल्लाह सब्र जमील नसीब फरमा या अल्लाह हम सबको उनके लिए सदका जारिया बना या अल्लाह तमाम मोमिनों के लिए जन्नत नसीब फरमा आला दर्जे नसीब फरमा हमारे सब रिश्तेदारों को मकबूल फरमा हमारे जानने वालों की मकबूल फरमा तमाम मोमिन मोमिनात की मकबूल फरमा व सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला खैर खल्क़िही मुहम्मद व अलैहि वसहबिही अजमाइन बिरहमतिका या रहमान रहीम सुभान रब्बिक रब्बिल इज्जति अम्मा यसिफून व सलामुन अलल मुरसलीन व अलहम्दुलिल्लाहि रब्बिल आलमीन आमीन।